Okay, we'll save the next bracha for next time. I'm gonna say on the chumash. Okay. All right, Parshas Yisroi. A lot going on in Parshas Yisroi, as we know, Matan Torah. But there's something very interesting in the beginning of Parshas Yisroi, an interesting word that the Brisker Rav says in the Sefer on Chumash, based on a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says like this: Ato yodati. Yisroi says in Perek Yudchas, pasuk Yud Aleph. Now I know ki gadol Hashem mikol elokim. Hashem is greater than all other gods, all other things that people worship. Ki vadovar asher zodu aleihem. Because in the thing that they planned, that the Goyim, the Mitzrayim, planned to do, aleihem, Hashem brought upon them. In other words, Hashem punished them, mida keneged mida. What is kashas? Vadovar asher zodu? So it means, Rashi says, zodu is a lashon of hirshiu, that they did a rishus, they did a bad thing, they wanted to kill the Yidden, they threw them into the water. And the Gemara in Saita Yud Aleph tells us, b'kedera shabishlu banish bashlu, they wanted to cook us in water, they wanted to kill us in water, and then they ended up drowning in the Yamsuf. That's the pshat that Rashi brings from Chazal, that since they wanted to kill us with water, they had mida keneged mida. Yisrael was very impressed with that, ki vadovar asher zodu aleihem, and therefore Yisrael understood that Hashem is the true Hashem. But Maisa, if you look in the Targum Onkelos, he teaches zodu a little differently. Ki vadovar asher zodu doesn't mean a lashon of rishus like mezid, or a lashon of cooking like vayazid Yaakov nazid, that they wanted to cook us. Rashi brings that pshat, says the lashon of the Targum is, the key word is that zadu means dechashivu, that they thought to do, they planned to do. Even Rashi understands that what does the Targum mean that they planned to do. Rashi brings the Targum and says that the Targum means like his pshat, that they threw them in, they wanted to kill them in water. And we say no, that they didn't kill Klal Yisrael in water, fakeret, they ended up having their downfall in water. But the Brisker Rav in his Sefer Al HaTorah suggests another pshat in the Targum, not the chashivu that they thought and they actually threw the Yiddish babies into water. The chashivu means that they were planning, they were thinking to do. Many things that Mitzrayim were thinking to do against Klal Yisrael never even came to fruition. The Torah doesn't even tell us about it. We don't even know what they were. We're never told what they were. They had so many plans to destroy Klal Yisrael and they never came to fruition. Sometimes the Goyim make a plan and they attack, and we're saved from the attack, and we know to thank Hashem. Oh, we see a nace happened, we thank Hashem. Sometimes we find so many times stories come out, leak out, that there were suicide bombers in Eretz Yisrael that were trying to plan something, and the bomb blew up in their face, where they were making it before it ever crossed the line. So these are things that sometimes Hashem foils the plans of Goyim, and we never even knew that that was the plan. Sometimes we never even hear about it. Yisroi, he says, the Brisker Rav, a nice chab, the Gemara says in Soita that Yisroi was one of the three people that were Ba'isa Yaitza, that Paroi took advice from, was Yisroi, Bilam, and Eoiv. So Yisroi knew not only what the Mitzrayim tried to do, what they actually implemented, the Xeris, but he knew everything that they were planning, everything that they were speaking about, all the different things that they had in mind to do against Klal Yisroi. And now Yisroi says, Ki vadovar asher zodu, bepiskoma dichashivu, everything that they were planning on doing, Hashem paid them back, mida keneged mida. Why? Even though they didn't end up doing it. But the rule is, Briskarov brings from a Taisus in Kedushin, Daflam et Tesam Ebeis, Taisus says there, that when a goy thinks a machshava ra, he wants to do something bad, and then at the end it doesn't come out, he's not able to do it, Hashem is mitzaref l'maisa. Hashem considers it as if he does it. Just like we know by a yid, it's the exact opposite. A machshava toiva. If a person wants to do a mitzvah and he ends up being nenas, he can't do it. So Hashem is mitzaref l'maisa. But by an avera, it's not like that. By a goy, it's punkfakert. By a goy, if a goy wants to do an avera and he tries to and he plans to do it and then the plan gets foiled, Hashem is mitzaref l'maisa. But if he plans to do a mitzvah, plans to do a good thing, Hashem is not mitzaref l'maisa. That's the chiddush that Tosfos says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes. It really comes from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the beginning of Peah says this beferish, that by a Klal Yisrael, a machshava toiva, Hashem is mitzaref l'maisa, and not a machshava ra. But by the goyim, it's punk fakert. Machshava ra is mitzaref l'maisa, and not machshava toiva. So that's the pshat. What? Okay. So by Kivadom Rashazodu Aleim then means this Nakuda. So what does that mean? Kivadom Rashazodu, not just that they actually implemented a Xeru, but Kivadom Rashazodu Aleim is this that they planned and didn't end up doing it because Hashem foiled their plan, still Hashem punished them. That's an interesting pshat in the pasuk based on the Targum Ulchilus, ki v'adavar asher zadu aleihem. And the truth is the Kadmonim say such a thing. There's a pasuk that we say, the last psukim in Tehillim, and not from the last psukim Tehillim, in the psukim that we say in Hallel, I believe it's in Kuf Yud Zayin in Tehillim, that we say, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, shabachu kol ha'umim. The goyim, the nations should praise Hashem. Why? Ki gavar aleinu chastoy. Because Hashem does favors to us. So that's why the goyim should thank Hashem, because Hashem does favors to us. What's the pshat? The kash is actually a kash of the Gemara at the end of Pesachim. Because Hashem saves us, so the goyim should thank Hashem. So the Chassam Sofer and other people said that the pshat is like this. Sometimes the goyim know more what to praise Hashem about than we do. We never even saw the plan come to fruition. We never even knew about the suicide bomb that was foiled and blew up in their face. We hear about maybe 1 out of 10 of them, but there are other cases that we don't hear about, and other plans that goyim try to erase Klal Yisrael from the map, and it doesn't come to fruition. But the goyim know that they were planning it, and they know that Hashem foiled the plan. So it's befitting for the goyim. Halu es Hashem kol goyim ki gavar aleinu chasda. The Chassam Sofer says over a mashal, he was a blind person who used to take a walk every day. He took a walk. He had a stick. He already knew his block, and he took a walk. And one time there were two people that wanted to do a bad thing. And what did they do? They knew his path every day that he takes a walk on his block. So they dug a little ditch right over there, a pretty big ditch actually. And they figured he's going to go. He's blind. He knows already. He doesn't even feel around over there. He'll fall right in. When he falls in, everyone's going to be worried about him. And they'll run into his house and rob him blind. No pun intended. But they'll take care of everything. And this was such an easy plan to do. So what happened was they dug the ditch and they're standing there behind the tree waiting, and the blind man goes for his walk, and halfway down the block, about 5 feet before this ditch, turns around, he feels like a little tired, turns around and says, you know what, today I'm not going to go the whole block, I'm going to go back home. He turns around and goes back home. These guys are looking in disbelief and they walk away. They say, forget it, it's not going to happen. So is this blind man going to thank Hashem? He didn't even know. He didn't see with the ditch that was there. So he didn't even know that he was saved. Who's the one who should praise Hashem and see the Yad Hashem over here? It's the two people who made the plan. That's the mashal that he brings for Halu es Hashem kol goyim, because they know even more. Sometimes we don't even experience. Ein bal hanes makir benisoy, the Gemara Nida says. That sometimes the person who experiences the miracle does not even makir that it's a miracle. He doesn't realize that something special and out of the ordinary happened to him. But the one who should thank Hashem is the goyim, and that's over here Yisro, who was in the Eitzah. He was the one who could see kivadav asher zodu aleihem and get that inspiration. What I wanted to talk about for a few minutes is the Yisoid that this vart is based on, which is something that bothered me for a long time, that by a yid, when he has a machshava toiva and he ends up not being able to do it, Hashem is mitzarefet b'maisa. You hear Rabbi say, when you want to do a good thing and then there's an oinus, doesn't happen. So Hashem says, okay, it's kilu, you did it. If you want to do a bad thing, no, if you didn't end up doing it, so Hashem is not mitzarefet b'maisa. By a goy, it's punk faket, ki vadover asher zodu aleihem, even what they're planning, machshava roa, Taisa says in Kedushin, and the Yushalmi says in Peah, that if a machshava roa he has, and he doesn't do it, Hashem is mitzarif al maisa. What is his favoritism? That for a yid, Hashem does it only by a machshava toiva, not by a machshava roa, and by a goy, like we're out to get them, a machshava roa, Hashem considers it like a maisa, and not a machshava toiva. What's the pshat? How is this fair? And I think that the pshat is like this. Just an insight into this Maimer Chazal, this Shini between Klal Yisrael and the Umas HaOlam. There's a piece of Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos. Chaim Volozhiner has a Sefer Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos. In Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah tells us that you should run after mitzvahs. A person should be Ratz Achar HaMitzvah. And the Mishnah says, and you should run away from Averis. U'bayreach min Avera. Right? Sounds pretty glad. You should run after a mitzvah and run away from an Avera. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, where's the mitzvah and the avera? Are they chasing you, or are they staying in one place? It says you should run after a mitzvah. It sounds like the mitzvah is not chasing you. If anything, it's moving away from you. And you have to be rutz after a mitzvah. You have to run after the mitzvah. By an avera, let's just say don't run after the avera. No, it says by reach, run away from the avera. It sounds like the avera is chasing you. And obviously, no, that's the tabat. The Yetzirah seems a lot more enticing than the Yetzirah Toiv. So what's the pshat? Is that fair? Hashem makes it that the Averis is running after a person and he has to be Bereach Mana Avera, and the mitzvahs you have to chase after it, it's not chasing after you. What's the pshat? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, by a Yid, that's very fair. Why is that? Because the nature of a Yid, this is a very important Reb Chaim Volozhiner to internalize. The nature of a Yid, the type of a Yid that Hashem created a Yid, is that he's mishtoikik. He has an inner desire to be close to Hashem and to do the right thing. From the time that a Yid has a Yetzer Tov, his netiyah, his natural tendency, is to be attracted with the magnetic force to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to the mitzvahs, to learning Torah and to doing mitzvahs. That's the natural teva of a Yid. When, by a goy, it's not that way. By a goy, ki yetzer lev adam ram in urav, and they kept that a person, his teva is, his animalistic teva is to be a bad person, to have everything, to be selfish and to do the wrong thing and not do things that are proper and correct. A goy has that natural teva. When you see a nice goy, that means a goy broke his teva. And because of his upbringing or surroundings or whatever it is, his good nature, he was able, and good nature is probably the wrong word for it because it's not his nature, but he develops a good nature because that's a midah that he develops. But by a goy, the natural tendency is that not to do the right thing. By a yid faket, a yid has a natural pull, a natural hishtoikikus to come close to Hashem. And that's why when Hashem came around by Matan Torah and wanted to offer all the Torah to all the nations were not interested. What about Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael said, Naseh v'nishma, right away, we're ready to do it. And they said, Ritzoneinu l'rois es malkeinu, Chazal tell us. They wanted to see Hashem. Hashem had to warn them, Hishamu lechem, Alois pa'ar, Negoya b'katzeil, don't go up the mountain. There was like a magnetic force pulling them to get as close to Hashem as possible. And that's the Teva of a Yid. Therefore, if I cared, it wouldn't be equal Bechira if the mitzvah and Aveira was staying in one place. Of course a Yid would run after the mitzvah. He wouldn't run after the Aveira. The natural tendency of a Yid is to want to do the mitzvah and not to run after the Aveira. Therefore, Hashem has to set up a situation in the Bria that the Aveira looks much more enticing and is screaming out on the billboards and is screaming out to the person that this is what you need. You need this Yetzer Hara, then you'll be happy. Once that's the case, then there's Bechira Chafshas. Now already it's a battle. Now the Aveira seems enticing, and even though that there's a natural tendency to be good and to do the right thing, that counteracts that natural netiyah, and Mimela now there's Bechira Chafshis, and that's the Pshat in the Mishnah there, that you have to be rutz after the mitzvah, but by Reach Min Aveira, because the Aveira chases us. That's the Pshat that Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. And that, now a fundamental difference. You think, what's the difference between a Yid and a Goy? We have mitzvahs, they don't have mitzvahs. They also have seven mitzvahs. The difference is in the teva of a Yid and a Goy. Reb Chaim Volozhiner establishes for us this yesod that a Yid has a natural hishtoikikos to do the right thing. There's a famous Rambam, I'm sure you've heard it in your years in Yeshiva, the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, in Perek Beis Halacha Chof. The Rambam says that sometimes you force a person to do the right thing, to give a get, in a case where he's mechuyev to give a get. You force him. And what's the pshat that you force him? But really, he didn't want it. So the Rambam says, the whole shmuz there, that really the teva of a yid is that he wants to do the right thing. And if the mitzvah is in such a situation that you're supposed to get rid of your wife and give her ksuba, really you want to do it. You think you don't want to do it. That's really your yetzahara blinding you. Your yetzahara is telling you, no, you don't want to do it. You'll get more covered or more money this way. So the yetzahara blinds a person. But adarabah, the yetzahara is what's forcing you to do the avera. When we force you to do the mitzvah, we're really bringing back that deep inner ratzon that every yid has to do the right thing. That's what the Rambam says about a yid, similar to what Reb Chaim Volozhiner is saying, that every yid really has that inner hishtoikikos, the inner pull and desire to do the right thing. And the Rambam is discussing by a yid, he doesn't say what would be by a goy doesn't have this hilchas gerushin, but I saw once from Rabbi Fall Hamburger, and it's brought down in Mishulchan Gavaya, in Parshas Emor, just give you the Maram Makam. In Pashas Emor Perachov Beis Pasuk Yud Ches, they bring down in the Mishulchan Gavaya a vart from Rabbi Fall Hamburger, a beautiful vart over there. We won't get into it about Karbonis, but he says there that this Yisoid of the Rambam is only by a Yid. Only a Yid has that inner ratzon, just like Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says. Only the Yid has that inner ratzon to do the right thing. And when we get rid of the outer layers of the Yetzirah, we're bringing out that be'etzem, that the essence of a Yid, which is what he really wants to do good. By a Goy, you don't have that concept. By a Goy, his inner ratzon is to do bad. If he does a good thing, so he broke his nature and he did a good thing. But you don't have that teva that he has that desire to come close to Hashem to do the right thing. And if that's the case, I think we could explain this interesting phenomena that we find, that Hashem says that a machshava toiva is mitzaref l'maisa, and not a machshava ra. Why is that? Because if a person has a machshava toiva, that means he does whatever is humanly possible to do the mitzvah. He really wants to, but you didn't end up doing it. So Hashem says, let's see, the maisa you don't have, you didn't do it. But do you have a strong ratzon? Do you have a real ratzon to do this mitzvah? by a yid, it's true, you do have a real ratzon. That ratzon was your pnimiyus tikkur ratzon, you really wanted to do it, you just didn't bring it to fruition. So that counts. A machshava ra, if you want to do an aveira, but you didn't end up doing it, so let's say a maisa you didn't do that aveira. The machshava also wasn't really your inner, deeper, most machshavas. That wasn't really your ratzon to do bad. Your real ratzon is to do good. On the surface, your yetzahara convinced you and blinded you and told you that you want to do this aveira. So by every aveira, we say that really, if you have a ratzon to do the aveira and you didn't do the aveira, you didn't have the maisa aveira, you really don't have a ratzon to do the aveira either. Your inner ratzon is really to do the right thing. You were blinded for the time being by the yetzahara to do the aveira. But if you didn't end up doing it, then you don't have a ratzon, a real ratzon, you don't have the maisa, and therefore Hashem doesn't punish you for such a thing. Now we can understand, though, by a goy that it works for a keret. It's not unfair. By a goy, when he has a machshava toiva, Hashem is not mitzayef for the maisa, because that's not his real machshava. It's not his real deep ratzon. His real ratzon is ki yetzah lev adam ram and ura. What's this ratzon? This ratzon is for the time being, he got an inspiration that he wanted to do a good thing, but he didn't do it. He doesn't have the maisa. He really doesn't have that deep ratzon either. So Hashem says, you don't have enough to get reward for the mitzvah. Masha'enkin, when he wants to do an aveira, that's his real ratzon. You were planning on doing an aveira, that's your real deep ratzon. Ki yetzah lev adam ram and ura. So even though you don't have the maisa aveira, that ratzon still counts, and Hashem could hold the goy accountable for such a ratzon. And that's the pshat again that the Brisker Rav says here, ki vadavar asher zadum aleihem, because that was the inner ratzon of the goyim. They really wanted to do bad to Klal Yisrael, and even though they didn't end up doing the bad, by a goy, as the Taisa says, and as the Yerushalmi says, Hashem is mitzaref the machshava ra lemaisa. And this, I think, we could take as a chizuk, this fart of the Brisker Rav. In general, the yisayid that we have here, the difference between a yid and a goy, that really the yid has this natural tendency to have a hishtoikikus towards Hashem, to have that desire to become close to Hashem and to do the right thing. Sometimes this feeling that a person has, this ratzon surfaces, and we feel that ratzon, we want to do the right thing. Sometimes this ratzon is suppressed. Sometimes it's hiding under a lot of layers of yetzahara and taiva. But if a person, if we're yidden, Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, so we're people that have this natural tendency, and we should never get down on ourselves, because we're never too far off. Even if a person does the wrong thing, a person does something sometimes in his life, he makes a decision that hurts himself. He does something that causes pain and anguish to his parents. So he thinks, all right, what am I already? I'm doing the wrong thing. Even on a more dachistical level, a person is going on the derech hayashar, but he misses man kriyashma from time to time. Missing zman kriyashma, the Gemara says, is a me'uva shelo yuchal iska, and you can't fix it. That's something that needs chizuk. In general, bittul zman, wasting time. There's a seder in the yeshiva. Forget about the seder in yeshiva. A person has to use their time constructively. If a person, you have off shabbosim. Over here, off shabbosim is a very extended procedure, but from Thursday to Sunday. But let's not extend it any more than it is. If people have to leave Wednesday night, people have to come back on Monday, and if it's snowing, so you come back on Tuesday or Wednesday. I mean, the chashivas of zman, the importance of zman, something that's so important in these years of our life and throughout our life, to keep taking advantage of every minute that we have, that we're able to learn and that we're able to serve Hashem by Yishev Adas without any sicknesses, Baruch Hashem, and with Yishev Adas that we have. All these things are things that need chizuk, and if a person feels that in too many of these things he's being misrashel and he's not there, sometimes he doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But we should realize, kikare ve'lacha hadavar ma'oid. It's very close to us. That ratzon is there. Hashem knows that our inner ratzon is really to do the right thing. And all these things that need chizuk, whether it's on a big level or on a dachistical level, these are things that are very close to us. You hear a good shmooze, you think things over to yourself, you talk it over with an older chaver or with someone who's mature, and you change a certain hanhoga, you get a better alarm clock, you hang around with a better crowd. These are things, small changes, that already get you on the right path. A person should never be down on himself to think that he's so far away. The ratzon is there. Ritzaynenu liray ses malkenu, that ratzon that Hashem saw in Harsinai, in this week's parasha by the Maimed Harsinai, that Klal Yisrael says, Nasa v'nishma, we always bet and want to do the right thing. That ratzon is there, we just have to tap into it. And we should all have that siyata d'shmaya to help that ratzon surface. We should be zeichet to use our time constructively and accomplish in our lifetime everything that we have the potential to accomplish. All right. Interesting shtekel.